It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, December 7th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The first cycle of headlines were about Apple's CEO promising to make some Mac computers in the USA. A day later, some experts are realizing that a $100 million investment does not equal a manufacturing revolution. Jackie Chang is senior Apple editor at the magazine Ars Technica.
Apple only sold 4.9 million Macs in the last quarter, compared to, say, almost 27 million iPhones and 14 million iPads. So the number is relatively small already, and it's not likely that Apple's going to do all of their Macs in the U.S., at least not right away.
Apple's Taiwanese manufacturing partner Foxconn has gotten sustained heat for its treatment of workers at its vast factories in Asia. Chang sees Apple's move as a response.
It's significant in its symbolism. I mean, everything Apple does is a PR move in some way or another. They would never announce it if it wasn't part of their kind of messaging to the public.
Many of the Mac parts will likely still come from overseas. And there is this related case study. In June, a New York Times headline read, "Google tries something retro, made in the USA." It was about the Nexus Q, Google's media streaming device that was not only shaped like a cool orb, but also made right here at home. So where is this domestic beauty? Well, hard to find. Its $299 price tag was seen as too high. The company gave away a bunch of them to early adopters, and that was it. Reasons to love the tech beat. Where else would you meet a guy who used to be a senior official with the Russian Central Bank, who later moved into currency trading but now is in Seattle trying to convert not rubles or dollars, but fake gold and diamonds from video games?
People are trading their game assets, like game gold or diamonds, for real money, buying and selling it.
Denis Kriselev, founder and CEO of a startup called SnapSwap. The more gold or other virtual assets you pile up playing online games, the more cool activities you can do in the game. People who have a life and don't have time to amass much gold are sometimes willing to pay real money to buy someone else's spoils. An informal gray market has sprung up to trade these things. Some game companies, like the one behind the virtual community IMVU, don't mind. Others, like the makers of super popular World of Warcraft, officially discourage trading. Yet, on it goes.
The point is that they do understand that the secondary market for game currencies, for game assets, is an important part of the game experience. So they kind of put the blind eye toward the secondary market and say, okay, we don't want to know about it.
So is it your idea that perhaps someday there could be something closer to a proper foreign exchange or almost really like a stock market?
I think that's inevitable. And I base it on my experience with real currency. And I remember the time of communist rules in Russia when the currency trading was illegal. And there was a penalty of 8 years in jail just for exchanging rubles for dollars. And still, it's the nature of human being. People like to trade. To some extent, it's what's going on now with the game currencies.
Right now, people who want to sell their concert tickets can go through online markets such as StubHub. Kriselev hopes SnapSwap will become the market for video game treasure. Online today, someone was offering $100,000 in fake gold from World of Warcraft for 165 real U.S. dollars. And before we go, the restaurant in San Diego that dispenses with bad reviews on Yelp by putting them on an audio loop in the restrooms. An owner of the Craft and Commerce restaurant thinks some reviews on Yelp are a little melodramatic, according to the San Diego Bugle. What? No ketchup? My life is like ruined. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.